Chapter 15, titled Connecting Peripheral Equipment, begins on page 60, continues on page 61, and concludes on page 62 of chapter 15. Now here's another chapter that would definitely require the assistance of a sighted, technically oriented person that can help you hook all of this kinds of equipment together, most especially if you're somewhat physically impaired, that you cannot do it correctly yourself, or certainly if you're visually impaired and cannot see it well enough to do it. So I'm just going to read the text and then give you a quick summary of what the illustrations are about, but I'm not going to get really specific about it because it's pretty specific. Subsection. Computer. The COM connector allows you to directly connect a computer or dumb terminal by using an RS-232C cable terminated with a female 9-pin connector. No external hardware interface is required between your computer and the transceiver. See Appendix on page 70 for information related to this connector. And it simply shows a PC and the backside of a TS-570 transceiver with that cable going from the COM connector to the computer. Subsection, compatible transceiver. When transferring data to or from another TS-570 or the TS-870S, directly connect the two transceivers using the COM connectors. It illustrates this. When transferring data to other Kenwood transceivers, use the optional IF-232C interface unit. Connect the IF-232C to the ACC1 connector located on the compatible transceiver. 6-pin DIN plugs, parenthesized E07-0654-XX, are available as options. Contact your dealer or a Kenwood service center. And it shows numerous pieces of equipment and their alignment with various cables, and also a COM connector cable numbering system, and also an ACC1 pin number versus pin name, etc., etc. Definitely need some help with this if you can't see it or can't deal with it. Subsection titled RTTY Equipment. Use the ACC2 connector, which is located at the bottom left corner where the fan expels heat, to connect to the RTTY equipment. Connect the RTTY key output line to pin 2 of the ACC2 connector. Connect the demodulation input line of the RTTY equipment to pin 3 of the ACC2 connector. Note, do not share a single power supply between the transceiver and the RTTY equipment. Keep as wide a separation as possible between the transceiver and the RTTY equipment as practical to reduce noise pickup by the transceiver. And the illustration shows the computer, the PC, with the power supply next to it, an MCP power supply, hooked up to the back of the ACC2 hole in the TS-570. Subsection, linear amplifier. Connect an external transmit power amplifier to the remote connector. Now for the listener, the remote connector is in the very bottom right corner on the back of the rig. Before using the external amplifier, switch on the linear amplifier control relay via menu number 39. The TX slant RX relay response time is 10 milliseconds when you have selected CW full break-in and 25 milliseconds when you have selected CW semi break-in. Note, the TX slant RX control method differs depending on external amplifier models. Some amplifiers enter the TX mode when the control terminal is grounded. For those amplifiers, connect pin 2 of the remote connector to the ground terminal of the amplifier, and connect pin 4 of the connector to the control terminal of the amplifier. It's apparently showing this illustration. I can't quite tell which line goes where here. And there's a box here that says remote connector. Two columns, one headed pin number, that's the left column, pin number. And the function column is, of course, much wider. I will give you that. The remote connector, pin number 1, speaker output, pin number 2, common terminal, pin number 3, standby. When grounded, the transceiver enters TX mode. 4, when connected with the common terminal, the amplifier enters TX mode. 5. When connected with a common terminal, the amplifier enters RX mode. 6. ALC input from amplifier. 7. Approximately plus 12 volt DC is output when in TX mode. Parenthesis 10 milliamp max. That concludes the remote connector table. Subsection Antenna Tuner. Now here, for the listener, the antenna ANT1 and ANT2. I want to make sure we understand where they are in the back of the rig. Actually, the ANT2 is the terminal that's in the upper left-hand corner. ANT1 is to the right of it. So let us go to text now for antenna tuner. Use ANT1 connector and the AT connector to connect an external antenna tuner. The AT connector is that squarish kind of connector at the upper left corner of the fan outlet. If you connect the external tuner to the ANT2 connector, the external tuner will not function. Note, while using an external antenna tuner with the TS-570S, you cannot use the 6-meter band to transmit. Connect your 6-meter band antenna to the ANT2 connector. The illustration shows an external antenna tuner connected to those plugs. That completes the page 61 commentary. Now continuing on page 62 in chapter 15, Connecting Peripheral Equipment, subpart MCP and TNC. Use the ACC2 connector. The ACC2 connector, again, is in the lower left corner by the fan outlet. Use the ACC2 connector to connect the input slant output lines from a terminal node controller, TNC, for packet operation, a multi-mode communications processor, MCP, for operation on packet, PACTOR, OMTOR, GTOR, or fax, or from a Clover interface. Also use the ACC2 connector to connect SSTV and phone patch equipment. Point. Connect the TNC or MCP to the ACC2 connector using a cable equipped with a 13-pin DIN plug. Point. Connecting the TNC or MCP to a personal computer or DUMB, that's D-U-M-B, or DUMB terminal requires an RS-232C cable. Note, point, do not share a single power supply between the transceiver and the TNC or MCP. Keep as wide a separation as possible between the transceiver and the computer as practical, to reduce noise pickup by the transceiver. Point. The output voltage of pin number 6, parenthesized SMET, is not 0V, even when no signal is present. In addition, the output voltage differs between FM, parenthesis, approximately 2.8 through 3.8 volts, and other modes, parenthesis, approximately 0.5 through 3.8 volts. When connecting this pin to peripheral equipment such as a personal computer, the input impedance of that equipment must be higher than 1 megaohm. If you connect to equipment having lower impedance, the S meter will not give accurate readings. Now, for the listener, what follows is a rather extensive chart or table. It has three columns. The left column is headed pin number. The second column, pin name. And the wide, third column on the right, is function. There are 13 pin numbers here to deal with. So I'll start with number one, the name NC, function not connected. Pin number two, RTK, function RTTY key input. Pin number three, ANO, function AF output from receiver. There are 4 points. Connect to TNC or MCP receive data pin for digital operation. Point. AF output level is independent of AF control setting. Point. AF output level can be changed via menu number 34. Point. Output impedance 4.7 kiloohm. Pin number 4. GND, function, shield for pin 3. Pin number 5, PSQ, function, squelch control. We have 4 points. Connect to TNC or MCP squelch control pin for digital operation. Prevents the TNC from transmitting while the receiver squelch is open. Squelch open, colon, low impedance. Squelch closed, colon, high impedance. Pin number 6, SMET, function, S meter output. Pin number 7, NC, function, not connected. Pin number 8, GND, function, chassis ground. Pin number 9, PKS. Function, transceiver PTT line control. This comment has 2 points. Point, connect to TNC or MCP transmit slant receive switching pin for digital operation. Point, microphone audio input is muted when the transceiver is switched to the transmit mode. Pin number 10, NC, function, not connected. Pin number 11, PKD, function, microphone audio input. Point, connect to TNC or MCP transmit data pin for digital operation. Pin number 12, GND, function, shield for pin 11. Pin number 13, SS, function, PTT control, parenthesis, in parallel with mic jack, close parenthesis, for connecting a foot switch or other external controller. Now, this concludes the information with an illustration showing the lineup here between the PC, the TNC slant, MCP power supply and controller, the TS-570, and in this case a PS-53 power supply, and below that, the ACC2 connector, the rear panel view. This concludes the information, chapter 15, titled Connecting Peripheral Equipment, on page 62.